Welcome to Dublin, the capital city of Ireland. I'm walking through the streets where I used to live from 1968 to 1975. So I'm like a returned immigrant, come back to Ireland after 30 years in the UK. Now, I've been in Cork for a few years now, but it does really feel like as if I've returned to a place that is both terribly different and a place that hasn't changed at all. First of all, I can tell you that the pavements on the streets don't look very different. I see dog shit right here on Pierce Street in front of me. I have to avoid that nimbly. I see cracked paving stones here. Last night I saw cobblestones. I see little bits of tarmac filling in holes where I guess they didn't have the money to pay for the flagstones. So that side of it is fine. I see a few boarded up places. Pierce Street that I'm walking along has Trinity Arts Workshop. It all looks a bit down at heel. At the same time, a few yards from here, everything is very much up at heel. And last night I had a tremendous experience of dipping in very, very briefly into the kind of new powerhouse of Ireland, the sector of the economy where we don't have enough people to fill the jobs. The new economy, if you like, the new media for the future. Apps and web developers and all that kind of stuff. Now here in this city, which has got tremendous Georgian architecture in the middle of Grot, the amazing thing about the city is that it's a capital city, and a few yards from the center of a capital city are really places of destitution, places where people have lived in a bit like hovels for a long time. In other words, the housing situation in Dublin has never been great for people who are excluded from the wealth that has been created. So I walk along here saying to myself, look, Paul, you've been away for a long time. Now I remember the Dublin Housing Action marches of the early 1970s that I played a tiny part. I was a footfall, I suppose you'd say then. But it's just wonderful as I pass the fire station. Let me say to my good audio boo contact in New York, slightly outside New York, that the Dublin Fire Brigade has an incident command unit in front of me. It also has a whole load of papers tied up. God knows why they have stacks of cardboard tied together in the back there. The place doesn't look very clean. But anyway, I'll walk on here past the back entrance into Trinity College, and I'll remember Oscar Wilde, really. I'll remember my sister, Patricia. She's listening to me now, Trish, all the way over there in Arizona. Well do I remember walking down from the National Library of Ireland, where I was buried in newspapers, working on some research, to visit you for lunch. Many, many days. And the pleasure that gave me while you were a student at Trinity. And I was able to kind of get used to, because I was at UCD when I was at university, but I was able to get used to walking around that space from which Roman Catholics used to be banned by their magnificent leader. So that's going back into the past. I see the Garda station now, right out there, opposite Trinity. In case any students, I guess, get into trouble, we'd have a huge police force on top of them quickly. So I'm enamored with Dublin. You probably thought at the beginning of this audio that, oh my God, he's going to have a moan about Dublin. But to me, Dublin is the grit of Ireland. It really is. It's a place that is a melting pot. The closest thing we have to a melting pot in Ireland. The only place you would have found cultural diversity, to be honest. Everywhere else would have been homogeneous in comparison. But Dublin had its Jews, Dublin had its sailors, Dublin had its socialites. Dublin was one of the great cities of these two islands, known now as Ireland and United Kingdom. But the railings of Trinity are dark, they're dark brown. It's like one of these railings that, as soon as you got to the end of painting them, you'd have to go all the way right back to the beginning again. And if I don't hurry, I'm going to be late for breakfast. I'm having a really late breakfast, and I'm heading for a place called Carlucci's, which is on Dawson Street and which is the place to have breakfast. Well, I know myself, I had some food there in the evening once, and I'm told by people via Twitter and other places that Carlucci's is your man. But they stopped serving breakfast at 11 o'clock, and I'm not into lunch now. And so I've got, what have I got? I've got 7 minutes, just about time. I'm going to have to ignore the bookshops on Dawson Street as I get to Carlucci's. Come back to them later. As a son of a bookshop, grandfather and father, I can barely pass a bookshop. Well, I can't pass a bookshop without going in. So there we are. Here we are. I see all sorts of stuff in Irish telling me that it'll be 24 minutes before the next bus comes. They probably switch over to English as soon as my back is turned, because, you know, on one level, you could say that this appears to be a bilingual society where Irish and English sit alongside each other. But it's nowhere like it is in Wales, I can tell you. But my Irish, unfortunately, has become rather weak. But it does mean that at times I walk around the city here and I don't actually know where something is, because I only know it in English. Now, I'm now walking past people collecting from cancer. They're from CF. No, they're not. They're Cancer Fund. And I haven't got time to stop and talk to them, but they're outside the front of Trinity College and they're collecting money. And here's somebody else also collecting for Concern Worldwide. So you get a picture that Ireland is a place which is full of NGOs, full of people who care about the other world. And I can actually, reminds me that as a very young child in Limerick, there was a box widely put about where a little black child stood with its hand out on top of the box, and you were meant to put money in for the poor children of Africa. Yeah, what about the poor children of Ireland, I remember thinking. Anyway, here we are, cobblestone fronts of Trinity. This is one of the greatest places in Ireland, I have to say. I hung out waiting for friends to arrive there to whisk me off for a magical evening. I've hung out there waiting for comrades to arrive so we could go on political demonstrations. And it's opposite the tourist office, and also Pedersen's of Dublin. Pedersen's of Dublin is one of those shops which is amazing now. It's exotic now. But it sells tobacco, pipes. My father used to be a pipe smoker. And to be truthful, I've got nothing against pipe smoking, but I'll be absolutely honest with you. I feel a huge amount of sympathy for drug addicts, and people who are smoking cigarettes are unfortunately drug addicts, and I'm sure that that shop just reminds me of the long struggle we have ahead to wean people off drugs which would damage their body, because it's going to cost the rest of us a load of money to support them when they get old and cause an awful lot of pain. Sorry, I could walk through Dublin espousing this cause and that cause and revealing that I'm a value-driven person, and you'd be distracted from the greatness of Dublin. I'm now hitting Nassau Street, the bottom of Grafton Street. Grafton Street is the premier expensive street in Dublin for shopping. I look and I see Viking Splash. I see vikingsplash.com. Follow us on Twitter. Viking Splash, I presume it is. And it's 01707-6000 on land and water, Viking Splash. There are people actually with Viking hats in there. I think they're going out to have fun. So there you are, tourists. If you want to have a bit of fun in Dublin, try Viking Splash. By the way, I don't do affiliate marketing yet. Okay, here we go. I better stop, because the next thing I have to do is make sure that I actually get in the door to Carlucci's and get the coffee ordered before they say end of breakfast, and I probably then have to pay a fortune for lunch. Okay, this is Paul O'Mahony on his first Walking the Streets audio boo from Dublin City. I'll probably do a few more of these, because I don't often get a chance to come to Dublin, and it's a bit like getting a chance to go down Nostalgia Lane and catch up with yourself. So look, I love you all. That's the way I'm feeling today, full of love. Bye bye.